WNBA regular season's winding. Sabrina and the Liberty clinging to playoff hopes. 6 of 8 spots are clinched. Our guest, just a tremendous young journalist for, well, many places. Bleacher Report, The Next Sports, just did a tremendous piece in Harper's Bazaar on Brittany Griner. On Twitter, you can follow along at Classic J Powell. Jackie Powell returns. Jackie, how has your summer been going?
My summer has been incredibly busy. The WNBA season this year is very compact, and so not only does that weigh on the players, and there was a pretty big news story about the Los Angeles Sparks dealing with travel because
right.
they had not much time in between their games, and commercial flights were getting canceled and delayed. But also, this is quite a grind for the people who work hard to tell these stories and cover this league. So it's been quite busy for me, too.
I want to start with your piece on Brittany Griner, because as a sports writer, you know, sometimes you cover games and practices, and then there's heartbreak or elation, but it's a game, and you get on with your mm-hmm. life. But in this case, as you mentioned in one of our communications, it's a little different here. Fair to say this story kind of tapped into your heart.
Yeah, it absolutely did. I mean, I think what broke my heart the most about this was I was covering Brittany Griner while she was playing the best basketball of her WNBA career. I covered the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA Finals last September to October, and she just looked the most focused, the most dominant I think we've ever seen her look. And she was the reason that that team made it as far as they did. And to see someone be, I guess, at the top of their game, and then a few days later, following the last game, game 4 of the finals, which the Mercury lost, I think BG said something along the lines of, oh, I don't really want to go overseas this off season. It's become quite a strain. And that was really harrowing to hear, too, because then you see what happened in February. She was detained coming back into Russia after having spent, I think the Russian season had a break in February. So
right.
she was coming back from the break.
You know, you brought up something I thought was critical. And the debate were, well, if it were Tom Brady or a high-profile male athlete, would the circumstances be the same? Would America allow them to be detained? But as you wrote, I mean, you're dealing with a tyrant like Vladimir Putin calling the shots. So it's far from a yes or no answer. Does that make sense? What are the factors you cited as to it's not that simple?
I think it, you brought it up. I think Vladimir Putin is in a position right now where he wants something from the United States. I mean, this war in Ukraine, we have the United States has sanctioned Russia quite a bit. Their economy is really struggling via the sanctions. And so this was an opportunity to get back at the United States in any way possible. And I think, but you also have to think about the fact that Tom Brady and LeBron James would not have been in Russia for the same reasons that BG was.
Sure.
Because they don't have to go overseas to make the majority of their living. That is a privilege that folks like Brady and LeBron have over BG. But I think it's really hard to look at this situation from a black and white lens. I think you have to look at it question by question, which was sort of what I tried to do in the piece. I think Putin would have gone after any United States figure. And BG happened to be someone who was there.
Yeah, I don't think Tom Brady or LeBron need to supplement their $45 million annual salary. But, folks, check it out. Go to Jackie's Twitter feed. You can catch the article in Harper's Bazaar. It's like Jackie. It's really thoughtful and insightful. Another thing, I wanted to talk about Sue Bird. Her career winds down. I mean, it's been an incredible two decades when you think of her accomplishments at UConn, a member of our national team. But you were at Barclays for her last game against the Liberty. And for folks who don't know, I mean, she's a Long Island gal, won a high school title at Christ the King in Queens. So, I was getting goosebumps watching at home. But, Jackie, tell us what it was like in the arena as, in essence, the Big Apple got to salute her.
I mean, it almost felt like the fans were more rooting for Sue rather than the Liberty. There just was such a unified front. And the moment before the game, which was incredibly special, I mean, the Liberty, they did a lot to honor her. They really understood what it meant. The first sort of sign of that was seeing all of the players and head coach Sandy Brondello wearing like thank you Sue shirts that sort of had the seafoam color scheme and black, and there was like a torch and a crown, obviously giving a reference to the fact that Sue is a New York native. And then pregame, her former Seattle teammates and Sammy Whitcomb and Natasha Howard presented her with this really cool custom jacket, and it basically had and I think it was a jacket, and then there was a jersey, and it had all of the New York sports logos
right
put together, which was really sweet. And I think it was also quite ceremonious during the end of the game. I mean, it was a back and forth game, and it was so funny because the two French players on both teams that were sort of carrying the load. But then Seattle had taken the lead, and Jewel Lloyd gets an open look. It's one of the final shots of the game, and instead she passes it to Sue so she can try to hit her last shot in New York, and she hits the three.
Right.
And I mean, the crowd, as I said before, the crowd was not upset that the Storm were going to win. The crowd went wild when Sue hit that three, as if it was, you know, leading to a Liberty win rather than a Storm win.
No, it was magical. I want to get to Sabrina. As you know, we here in Eugene have a tendency to gush a bit, having seen her magic act here at Oregon. But the injury to her, you know, early on, year one was a wash. She was never really healthy last year. But this year, we know she just became the first WNBA player, 500 points, 200 rebounds, 200 assists. So you see her game in, game out. Despite some of the team struggles, Jackie, how special of a season has Sabs put together?
Oh, she's put together quite a special season. I mean, I'm sitting here doing my end of the season award ballot, and I'm looking at all the numbers, and I'm thinking about all of the different players that have really done some quite special things this season. And I was thinking about most improved player, and I was like, should Sabrina be considered for this? And she's quite high up my list, along with Jackie Young and Ezzy MacBagor. But I think what has impressed me most about Sabrina this season has been her leadership evolution, in the fact that last year, although she wasn't completely healthy, it was very clear to me that she sort of took a step back. And it was Benai Gelaney's team in 2021. I mean, it makes sense. Benai Gelaney was the all-star on that team. But you looked in the huddle, you could see that Sabrina was more, not off to the side, but she wasn't in the center of the action and giving direction. In 2022, I look at every huddle, and her voice is, she's talking, and people are looking at her, and people are looking to her, and she even takes time to talk to some of the international and young players, like Han Shu. I mean, I see Sabrina taking a lot of time to tell Han something or to give her a pointer on something else. And Sabrina really believes in her team, and that's sort of how she's showing it, through that leadership. And obviously the chemistry with Natasha Howard, I mean, they finally were able to have a full season together because Natasha Howard was also injured last year as well. So it, to establish their connection and see how their games work so well together. And I'll never forget Natasha Howard saying something along the lines of, "Sabrina, if your shots aren't falling, I've got your back." And so there is just that really special trust that's developing between Sabrina and this team. And, you know, the reason for this team's struggles has been, it's been multifactorial. It's been the injuries. It's been the fact that Banaja Laney has been out pretty much the entire season. It's been the fact that you have role players that have been out for long stretches of time. It was the fact that Maureen Johannes came late. Crystal Dangerfield was added late. You had AD, formerly known as Asia Durr, was still sort of on the roster, and the team was figuring out how to do right by that player after going through long COVID. So just a lot of moving pieces and a lot of bad luck. And it's been impressive to see Sabrina find her voice on this team and gain that trust.
You know, well, a couple final thoughts for Jackie Powell. Obviously, being in New York City, especially this time of year, Mets, Yankees, Jets, Giants started. I'm curious from, you know, year one to two to now, and I get it's kind of an estimation, be it the sports pages, what you see, the sports reports on TV. How visible, how much coverage do you see with Sabrina and the Liberty in kind of the scope of the entirety of the New York media?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the Liberty are getting more coverage now than when I first started covering the team, which was in 2019, and that was right before Sabrina was drafted.
Right.
I could see that upward trajectory. But when it comes to comparing the coverage that the Liberty get to different professional sports teams in the area, I think we still have such a long way to go. And it's what it comes down to is it comes down to investment in the coverage. And so there are a lot of indicators in the fact that people care about the WNBA, people care about women's basketball, people watch it. But media companies have not really caught up with those TV ratings when it comes to investing in the coverage, making sure the coverage is not parachuting. Oftentimes you see folks from different publications parachuting in and parachuting out to cover either Sabrina or the Liberty, and that's just not how you do it. That's not how proper professional sports coverage is done. And by doing it that way, you can't expect for the sport to grow and for the viewership to grow either.
No, I think it's important, and I think a lot of these companies are realizing when they do make the investment, especially in big-time women's sports, it does pay dividends. Folks, she is Jackie Powell. She views the game, the league, the sports she covers with a, like I said, a very insightful lens. You could follow her work for multiple publications and websites. On Twitter, it's at Classic J Powell. Jackie, I always enjoy when you come on the show. Much appreciate the time. You be well. Have an awesome summer. And obviously, look forward to catching again not too far down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, as always, for having me, Steve.
All
right. Take care.
You take care, Jackie.